the work published before in 2014. Usually, if you think about rehabilitation, you think the better you do or the more you train, the better you do, the better is the outcome somehow. But we find actually that it really depends what you do, also in rehab, and if you apply different approaches after stroke. So, for example, we had this anti-nogo immunotherapy and the rehab, and on the one side we combined it at the same time, and on the other hand we had first the growth therapy and then afterwards the training. And surprisingly, both in combination we had a totally different outcome. So when we had the rehab training and the anti-nogo at the same time, we had a horrible outcome. So so the rats had like 10% recovery rate. But when we had this first growth promoting therapy for 2 weeks and then afterwards the training, then we had a wonderful outcome. And so we stayed with this kind of paradigm also for the optogenetic simulation. And the basic idea behind is that within this early phase after stroke, you have to stimulate this ongoing repair mechanisms. And in the later phase, you have to stabilize these newly formed circuits by, for example, intensive rehabilitative training. And then you probably do better than just only stimulating the growth or only do rehab training to consolidate something. So it seems that the kind of timing when you do like stimulation and also training is important to get a better readout, a better outcome for the patients, but also in our rats.